I see you have a secret crush on someone.
Please stop. I told you guys, there's no one.
Don't lie, Hirotho. We saw that hurried look, the prolonged stare. It's okay, sometimes you just can't help the fluttering of the heart. You feel the rush, it's in the air, sparks of love here and there.
And the longing to talk, you wish time would stop.
They say love is blind. You see what you want to see, dopamine, adrenaline, norepinephrine. A play of chemicals, making the heart go pitter-patter. Come on, what's the matter? Why hide it from us, Hirotho? Isn't it obvious you often stare and glance at Hanaya?
Aha, too many love dramas, guys. All right, fine. But hey, don't say anything to her, it will become awkward.
Okay, so what do you like about Hanaya?
Well, I think, she's a classic girl in rebellion. She is bold and calm, carries herself well, is authentic and true to herself. She observes and thinks deep. She speaks more with less.
And she is pretty.
Of course, she is. But for me, it's not the looks. There's something magnetic about her.
Ooh, magnetic. Has she shown any interest in you? Any signs or clues?
Maybe she is playing hard to get.
No, it's not that. At the moment, my love is a one-way street. The truth is, I am hesitant to open up and confess my feelings to her. I think it will be too premature and I will get rejected right away.
Why? What makes you think so?
You know, last year, on our day trip to Umuriland, the conversation drifted to what kind of boy or girl would we fall for. When they asked Hanaya, this is what she said.
Even if my heart flutters a bit, I would be cautious. I won't fall for anyone just like that. I want to be led by God, because he can see what I cannot see. He knows who will be the right guy for me. Whom I choose to fall in love with is far too important a decision that I cannot make on a whim of some emotional feeling. You see, the reality of life is far from a 16 or 20 cuteness-loaded, dopamine-inducing episode dramas that we love to watch. I can build unrealistic expectations and live in a fantasy world. But I have grounded myself in the truth of what is temporary and what will remain permanent. Sure, I will enjoy moments of sweetness when I find that special someone. But falling in love and romance is a very small room in the architecture of my life. A lot of things that we idolize fade away. There is more to us and our lives in the context of the life to come when we die, and only God can reveal it. Better to seek God diligently in the days of our youth, when our hearts are tender, and allow him to mentor us. Then we can reverse engineer our lives to make it count from the perspective of eternity and accountability to God. I have a greater pursuit that eclipses all other pursuits. I am occupied with something far more profound. Whom I live for and what I do echoes into eternity. So I want the guy to be on the same path and mindset as I am. If our paths are opposite, it's a red flag. He has to be in love with the God I know. He must understand the gospel and surrender his life to Jesus. That's my first filtering process. But even if he passes the first step, I won't be quick to make a move. I will observe and wait till God confirms. I am not seeking someone perfect. I'm not an idealist. But I would love to see if he is after God's own heart. By God, I mean the one true living God as revealed in the Bible.
Wow. She's thinking way far ahead. She's playing a long game that goes beyond time and space. She is a Christian, right?
Yeah, she is, but a different kind. You know, whenever she speaks of God, she speaks as if she knows him. Like on a personal level, like a friend.
Well, Hirotho, good luck. If you want to get a chance, you have to match her in her obsession with Jesus. But then there's no surety that she will be into you.
Yeah, so I don't know. What to make of all that, she said. I can't win her over with sweet talk. I don't think she is someone who gets easily swayed away emotionally. But then, that's not my intent. I want to be genuine. I don't want to trick her. If I have to pursue her, I have to pursue this God and Jesus that I know nothing about. And knowing Hanaya a little, if I fake it, she will see right through my pretense.
Hirotho, you sound so mature.
You better hurry up before she is taken. The good thing is, she doesn't hang around much with the boys, but I guess you might have already observed that. She keeps a distance. Wise girl. I guess she has drawn some clear boundary lines. So I suggest you be subtle in your approach. I mean, don't fake anything, but at least show genuine curiosity to know about this God of the Bible and Jesus whom she is in love with. Maybe ask her if she can recommend a book or lend one.
Has she returned from Mongolia?
Yeah, she has. I saw Yuri's post. Yuri and Hanaya hang out a lot together. Don't know what they are busy doing. Anyways, you know, sometimes I feel I should make peace with what I see, that she is out of my league. yet I dream that maybe I could have a chance.